With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. There's an active investigation in Windsor's Jackson Park. Not a lot of details yet. Police say there's a heavy police presence in the area. The park is open, but some areas of it will be shut off. For the first time since October 2021, grocery prices didn't increase as much as overall inflation. Over the past 3 years, groceries have gone up 21.6%. Just 2.4% last month, inflation was 2.8%. The price of gas and travel tours put upward pressure on inflation in February. Gas was up 0.8%, travel tours up 4.8%. The OPP say they took 12 commercial vehicles off the road and laid 45 charges in a blitz on Highway 3. They stopped 26 vehicles in Tecumseh yesterday. They found a flat tire on one, broken leaf springs on another. One driver had the wrong class of driver's license. A Leamington man faces 11 charges after a break-in in Comber earlier this month. Electronics and a vehicle were taken from a home sometime between March 5th and 7th. OPP officers on patrol on Chrysler Greenway spotted their suspect on Friday and arrested him. Russia's loss could be Canada's gain. With the ongoing war in Ukraine, some European countries are looking for alternatives to Russian oil and gas. Canada has signed an agreement with Germany to supply it with hydrogen. The federal government says the Memorandum of Understanding will increase trade, secure access for Canadian producers, and fight climate change. Last year, the two countries signed an alliance establishing a supply corridor. Today is the last full day of winter. Spring officially starts at 11:06 tonight. Environment Canada says the season will start chilly, but it should start to warm up next week.
To finish off the month of March next week, it looks like temperatures do start to bounce back. Seasonal values to start off the work week next week, and then it looks like above seasonal values for temperature as we finish off the work week.
Meteorologist Jeff Coulson says the first week of spring, our highs will be below normal, which is about 7 degrees at this time of year. And two more major acts are coming to the Detroit area. Roger Daltrey, a co-founder of The Who, he'll be at the Meadowbrook Amphitheater on June 25th, and Jeff Lynne's ELO is coming to Little Caesars Arena on October 9th. The band says this will be their final tour. Tickets for both acts go on sale on Friday at 313 Presents, LiveNation.com, and Ticketmaster.com. The Jays have a matinee against the Orioles this afternoon in spring training, while later this evening, the Tigers play the Phillies. In the NHL tonight, the Leafs take on the Flyers and the Wings host the Blue Jackets. Cloudy, windy, 6 today. Might get flurries or showers tonight and -1. Sun and cloud tomorrow. A chance of flurries, windy again, and 3. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.